KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 15 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Iowans are encouraged to skip the elevator today and opt for the stairwell instead as part of National Take the Stairs Day. Heather Johnson, a development manager at the American Lung Association of Iowa, says dozens of students and others at the Des Moines Area Community College Fitness Center in Ankeny will be taking to the stairs all day long.
They are going to have students, faculty, community members on their four stair-step machines throughout the entire day from 5 a.m. until the facility closes at 10 p.m., and they are going to be recording the amount of steps.
Stair climbing requires 8 to 11 calories of energy per minute, so the day-long effort is expected to burn more than 40,000 calories combined.
The point of National Take the Stairs Day is to promote health and fitness. So we know that stair climbing burns 2 to 3 times more calories than any other exercise, and it's really great for your heart and your lungs.
Johnson says making little changes in our daily lives can help to make a big difference in our health, and this day promoting exercise comes at the ideal time when Iowans are in the midst of winter.
Being active is more difficult because it's hard to go outside, but taking the stairs, you know, maybe on your way to your office every day or when you go to the mall or, you know, places where you could maybe avoid it, taking the stairs instead is a great way to stay healthy day to day in your everyday activity. And that's really what Take the Stairs Day is all about.
Most of our smartphones have an app that counts steps or stairs, or an app can typically be downloaded for free. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a woman was arrested on drug and child endangerment charges early this morning following a traffic stop in Bedford. Deputies stopped a 2019 GMC Acadia at around 2:30 a.m. for speeding. The Taylor County K-9 SEBA arrived and indicated to the presence of narcotic odor in the vehicle. Following a search of the vehicle, deputies located about a pound of marijuana and 1/2 pound of methamphetamine. As a result of the traffic stop, 35-year-old Elizabeth Villanueva of Lenox was taken into custody on felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine and possession of a controlled substance marijuana. She was also charged with 2 aggravated misdemeanor counts of child endangerment. Villanueva was booked into the Taylor County Jail without the ability to post bond until after an appearance before the magistrate. Taylor County Sheriff's Office said also 33-year-old Heather Green of Bedford was arrested on Sunday following an investigation into a theft at the Dollar General store in Lenox. Green was charged theft in the fifth degree. She was later released after appearing before the magistrate. And 31-year-old Todd Eitz of Bedford was arrested Saturday in Bedford. He was stopped for driving while suspended and during the course of the traffic stop found to be in possession of a controlled substance. Eitz was charged with a Class D felony controlled substance violation. He was taken to the Taylor County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash or surety bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Well, the driver of a 2004 Honda was transported to the hospital by private vehicle following a single vehicle accident Monday at around 7:20 a.m. in Mills County. The sheriff's office's 23-year-old Lydia Umberger of Glenwood was traveling south on 230th, just a few miles north of Glenwood, when she swerved to miss a raccoon on the road. Her vehicle went out of control and entered the west ditch, where it struck a mailbox and a fence at 56002 230th. The Honda came to rest on the road. There were no citations issued. Officials of the Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic on Tuesday, announced the arrival of the first baby of 2020. Lennox Lee arrived January 3rd, and the CCHS obstetrics team presented the family with a 2020 embroidered baby blanket and a year's supply of diapers. The legislature's top Republican leader says GOP lawmakers raised concerns about state institutions to care for intellectually disabled patients nearly a year ago and were told everything was fine. House Speaker-elect Pat Grassley, a Republican from New Hartford, says conducting legislative oversight hearings now, though, would impede federal investigations that are underway at facilities in Glenwood and in Woodward.
For us to sit here and just start having meetings before we've even reached the bottom of what's going on with that situation would be a little bit premature.
Grassley said last February legislators were told by the head of the Department of Human Services that there was not a problem at Glenwood. Governor Reynolds fired the DHS director in July but has not disclosed why. House Democratic leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City said the House Oversight Committee should convene soon to examine what he calls shocking allegations of patient abuse at Glenwood.
We can't be afraid to investigate just because we may not like what we find.
The man recently fired a superintendent of the Glenwood Resource Center is accused of conducting human experiments on some of the intellectually disabled patients. Senate President Charles Schneider, a Republican from West Des Moines, said the allegations now under investigation are disturbing.
It seems like the governor and the new DHS director, Kelly Garcia, are doing a good job of responding right now. We'll see what their report shows and take action from there.
Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson of Des Moines says now is the time to launch an oversight committee investigation of Glenwood and Woodward.
I'm the mom of teenage kids, and I can tell you, very simple rule, trust but verify. And that should be the same. That's why we have checks and balances in government, and they should be used.
Four top leaders in the state legislature discussed the situation at Glenwood and a number of other issues Tuesday at a forum that was organized by the Associated Press. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are scheduled to meet today at 9 a.m. in a regular session in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is discussion with Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg about a debt levy and a copier lease. The board will then receive several fiscal year 2021 funding requests, including those from the Adair County Historical Society, Adair County Tourism, Southern Iowa Trolley, Southern Iowa Council of Governments, Matura, the Adair County Ag Extension, and Library Association. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education are set to meet this evening at the High School Media Center beginning at 6 o'clock, and their agenda includes action on contract recommendations and letters of assignment for Jim Wallace as substitute and activity driver, Aubrey Stewart, middle school paraeducator, and Mark Anderson, high school set designer, and general education as well as special education contracts. The school board will also receive a regular update from Bob Sweeney with regard to the district's facilities projects, and they'll discuss labor management committee. Additional action items include setting the dates and times for public hearings on the 2019-2020 amended certified budget and 2021 schoolmaster calendar for February 12th at 6 and 6:15 p.m. respectively. Following other business, the board will adjourn and move into a closed session as allowed under Iowa Code for an annual evaluation of Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.